Christians protest in Egypt over an uptick in the violence. Floods strike every Australian state, but miraculously miss outreach teams. And a devotional aims to claim a generation for Christ in Mali. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News. A service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan, I'm Ruth Kramer. Hundreds of Christians demonstrated near a large Cairo slum this week following the shooting death of a Christian on Tuesday.
This latest killing in Egypt by the off-duty policeman is another example. He boarded a train out of a predominantly Christian area and began shooting, killing one and injuring five.
That's Open Door's Carl Muller. Tensions are roiling over the lack of security in the wake of two deadly incidents in 2 weeks. With the threat of the violence hanging overhead, what kind of impact does that have on church planters or on outreach?
This is the flashpoint in the Middle East, is the conversion of Muslims to Christianity, and that is one of the greatest incentives to these extremists to exterminate Christians. And yet, what we see is a need for the church to go deeper underground when it comes to evangelism, to be more cautious. Christians have done that, and there's been some churches that have gone into survival mode and have not continued outreaches.
But he hastens to add that
we're seeing the churches growing in the Middle East. That's the paradox of persecution. Wherever persecution is taking place, we know the church is growing tremendously.
Meanwhile, the Pope is calling on governments around the world to protect Christians against violence and discrimination. As explained by several other stories we covered, this is likely a trend on the rise.
More people are on edge for supposedly religious reasons around the world than we have sensed in some time.
That's Global Advance's David Shibley. It's more important than ever to let the leaders of the persecuted church know they're not forgotten, especially with this kind of change.
There could be a time when Westerners literally would not be allowed into certain areas of the world. We're beginning to see this now, and we have had one team of trainers that has been turned back. And that's why we've been training the trainers.
Pray. It's the first line of defense for these frontline shepherds.
First of all, for believers who live in those areas, and particularly those pastors who are literally targeted, we need to pray that they will preach fearlessly. Please pray for the protection of our Global Advance teams.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Flooding has finally spread to all six of Australia's states. Rains continue to fall and flash flood warnings are still in effect. But John Molenkamp of Grace Ministries says they've heard good news from their sponsored missionary couples in the country.
We asked them, how close was it? And they said it was at least 5 to 8 hours driving time. So that means that the biggest population center there, Sydney, near where our missionaries are, seems to be unaffected by it.
Freedom from natural disaster doesn't exclude GMI missionaries from the spiritual ones. Molenkamp says ministry in Australia can still be a battle.
Only 5% even go to church on a Sunday. And so it's kind of a closed country. And so we would just pray for open doors.
Flooding could be one. Pray that the Lord would speak through the missionary team as people start to ask the eternal questions after the disaster. Next, it's been a somber week for Haiti, but a year after the devastating earthquake, one ministry is thankful. Baptist Haiti Mission says instead of being filled with sorrow, they're filled with humble gratitude. They're overjoyed by the thousands who have come to Christ in the last year. With lots of volunteer help, the ministry's also been able to set up a cholera clinic, build dozens of homes, and cared for hundreds of injuries. Pray for their continued efforts to heal physically and spiritually. And Mali is still 90% Muslim. If children aren't discipled, they're likely to end up in that majority. But Avant Ministries recently put out a devotional guide to reach this generation. The book focuses on Bible stories that speak to the animistic and Islamic overtones in that culture. It's ensconced in exciting photos of believers acting out Bible scenes, too. The photography will be a draw to even non-believers who may then discover Christ. You can help provide the devotionals. We've got details at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. WorldServe is offering the free devotional called Joy Over the Moon. Through the stories and scriptures, this book will show you what it means to be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.